Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel, talking cattle on feed numbers with us after this. Make your plans to be a part of Express Ranch's annual spring bull sale coming up Friday, March 7th at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. 562 bulls will sell starting at 10 a.m. that day. At Express, they constantly are striving to build a better product by using technology with common sense to supply you, the customer, with the best bulls that they can produce. For more information about this year's spring bull sale, call them 800-664-3977 or go to their website, expressranches.com. Express Ranch's Spring Bull Sale, March 7th.
The National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum in Oklahoma City is offering an impressive lineup of speakers for Surviving the Elements, Land and Water Issues of the West. This series is set for 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. each Friday in March. Thanks to a grant from the Coca-Cola Foundation, the sessions will be top shelf. The fee is only $10 for lunch. For details and to register, visit survivingtheelements.org. That's survivingtheelements.org. It's Surviving the Elements at the National Cowboy Museum each Friday in March.
Time today with Daryl Peel, of course, Dr. Peel, livestock market economist at Oklahoma State University. And Daryl, just out, latest cattle on feed numbers. Anything really jump out at you from this last Friday's report?
Well, certainly the placement number was the big surprise in this thing. There was a general expectation that placements might be up year over year in January, but the number came out at 109% of last year. That's bigger than anybody expected in the range of estimates. So, and I think there's some short-term factors that help explain that, but that, you know, that number was bigger than expected, and as a result of that, the marketing's number was pretty close to expectation. So the total on-feed inventory for February 1 was down about 3% compared to last month when it was down about 4%.
When we think about, you know, where we are right now, it seems like that, and you've alluded to this in some of your columns from most recently, that we're starting to run out of pasture in the southern plains, as far as particularly wheat pasture, kind of got a little bit shorter than we thought it might over the winter months.
I think that's one of the factors that probably helps explain that jump in January placements. If you look at the state-by-state breakdown, the biggest increase was actually in Nebraska. My guess is that's a case of the corn price being so much lower this year compared to last year that some of those farmer feeders are trying to market some corn through cattle, so they put them back on feed. The southern plains, again, it's a little harder to see it for sure in the data, but if you look at the auction data and stuff, it would suggest we've probably moved, some of the February and March wheat pasture cattle moved in January instead. And the other place that we did see some increase as expected, and that's out in California, even though the number is smaller, but we did see an increase in placements there, and that's consistent with the drought forcing those cattle to move early and that ongoing situation there.
Throughout this, the entire theme of the inventory report, cattle on feed reports, we are working with fewer numbers of cattle on a month-by-month basis, aren't we?
You know, that's the other thing to keep in mind here is, the market will probably react a little bit bearish to this big placement number, but yet you really have to take 1 month's cattle on feed report with a little bit of a grain of salt. You really need to average it in over several months. And we got more cattle in January, but that's at the expense of cattle that would have come later. And so it's going to average out over time. We don't have more cattle to work with. The feeder supply on January 1 was down as expected. And so as we go forward, not only for the rest of this year, but really for the next couple of years, we're going to see tighter feeder supplies. And so whatever happens on a month-to-month basis is just a short-term phenomenon. Really doesn't change the overall picture.
Talking about cattle on feed numbers with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. As he mentions, the feature, a larger placement number than had been earlier expected by the trade going into this report. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Neighbor, you don't want to miss the third annual Texoma Cattlemen's Conference coming Thursday, February 27th at the Ardmore Convention Center. This year's theme, Rising Risk, Expanding Opportunities, and top-notch state and national speakers will help you identify what the risks are to your cattle operation, how to deal with those risks, and how to find the opportunities to make you money. Check out www.noble.org/ag-events to register or call 580-224-6360 to learn more about the Texoma Cattlemen's Conference. Appreciate Dr. Daryl Peel joining us today. That is your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.